An ordinance to ban the homeless from camping in Juneau's downtown core continues to generate controversy. Now there's questions over whether a ban could affect Juneau's access to federal housing dollars. KTOO's Jacob Resnick reports.
There's been a lot of outcry over a proposed ordinance that would ban homeless people from camping in the capital city's historic downtown. Proponents say it's a public safety issue. Opponents say a camping ban would just move the problem around. The membership of Juneau's Downtown Business Association is itself divided, but a majority of its board members voted to support the initiative. That's because many merchants and their employees report feeling increasingly unsafe by people who loiter and sleep in alcoves in the commercial center. Eric Forrest owns the Red Dog Saloon. He's operated downtown businesses for about 20 years. He says there have always been homeless people around, but that in the last 18 months or so, there's been
younger, meaner, more aggressive element that does not want to be helped. And that's what this is targeted at.
Homeless residents have also weighed in. People like Mary Bailey. She's 46 years old and stays at the Glory Hole shelter. But at times, she's bedded down in a downtown business's alcove to stay warm.
I mean, that's the only place that could, like, protect us from the weather. So, I mean, what's going to happen? I mean, we need something. What about a tent city? And if that law goes through, why don't they put tent city first?
The city is working to identify a year-round campground, but that takes time. The city manager has proposed delaying any camping ban until mid-April when the city-run Thane Campground reopens. The ordinance's main proponent is Juneau Mayor Ken Kelch.
We need to deal with our homeless problem. We need to deal with our safety problem. And we need to deal with both of them right now. And that's the perspective I'm taking on it.
The ACLU of Alaska says that a camping ban targeting homeless people is arguably unconstitutional. Executive Director Joshua Decker sent an email blast to its members in Alaska, encouraging people to write the city opposing the ordinance.
What the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit has said in a case out of L.A. is that when a city does not have enough shelter space for everyone who needs shelter, it cannot criminalize the simple human need of sleeping outside when there's nowhere else for people to go. And that's what we have in Juneau.
The city attorney's office disagrees, saying this ordinance would only apply to private property. Is the city on firm legal ground? That would be up to a judge to decide. But there's another wrinkle in all this. Homeless advocates warn that a camping ban could imperil the community's access to federal grant dollars. The Federal Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD for short, funded two projects housing homeless people to the tune of $130,000 last year. The Alaska Coalition on Housing and Homelessness Executive Director Brian Wilson says HUD has a point system in ranking applications from a community, and criminalizing homelessness is frowned upon and can cause a community to lose points. And when it comes to HUD reviewing grant applications in Washington, it's a numbers game.
The higher your score, the more funding that you receive. The lower your score, you're at jeopardy of losing funds.
But could a camping ban really imperil federal funding? HUD, as a rule, doesn't get involved in policy debates, but HUD officials would talk freely about what approaches to tackling homelessness they encourage and discourage.
You know, most of the evidence shows, and I think most experts would agree, that homelessness is not a crime. Homelessness is a condition.
That's HUD spokesman Lee Jones in Seattle. How these communities decide to deal with homelessness is definitely a factor, Jones says, when ranking funding requests. This is an issue some assembly members want answered before the ordinance goes to a vote next week. And Mayor Kelch, he says he's talked to the city's D.C. lobbyist and congressional staffers for clarification, but hopes to get a camping ban passed regardless.
That would disturb me greatly to find out that a city that tries to help its citizens deal with trespassers on private property would suddenly not be received in the same light, and that we would definitely follow up on.
The Juneau Assembly likely won't take further oral testimony, but a vote is scheduled for Monday, February 13th. Expect a crowded house. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.